spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live.
He's live.
Wow, that was really good. I tried to trick you and I couldn't even do it. That was impressive.
Thank you.
He's fast.
Whoa. And prepared. Let's just get to it. It is a Friday. Whoa, hey. Wow. Well done, fellas.
Thinking the pages of harmony are going to be calling us.
The pages of harmony. What is that?
When they get to the last page.
Yeah. Don't rush it. It's early, man. July the 12th, 2024 still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just double-checking. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Morton, is the pages of harmony, is that still in existence?
You know, I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
Go ahead. Carry on.
With what? As you were.
Cancels out. Carry on.
Yeah.
Gosh, guys, it is real early. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It is real early.
Real early.
Bruce, what time did you go to bed last night?
Oh, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. That's late, Bruce.
What, you no, got... it ain't.
No, it ain't.
Only if you got to get, what time did you get up?
4:45.
Well, see, that is that normal?
No, I get 5:30.
Oh, but you still normally go to bed at 11?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is there a nap in there?
Quite often.
There's often a nap, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I think there's going to be for me today.
Warren's the rest of us looking forward to a nap. But, you know, when it comes to your mind at like 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning, boy, I sure can't wait for a nap today.
Yeah. I told the guys coming in I usually get up 7:30.
Yeah. Gosh, you're such a sleep-inner now.
I know. And I got up at...
How's it going?
Hello.
Not so good.
Use your words.
It's been a theme so far this morning.
Yeah, we're all having trouble using our words.
Multiple times so far this morning, we're like, well, just use your words, guys. Railroad just finish finish the sentences. Just use your words.
Yes.
I got up at 4:15.
Oh. Monty, did you go to bed at a decent hour?
It's like 8:30.
8:30.
Hey, Monty, can I have some paper? There, you got paper.
Yeah, raise your hand if you're jealous of that.
Is that for the show?
I don't know.
It is. You can have all that scratch paper you want, Warren.
Okay.
We provide scratch paper.
You do.
Headphones, microphones, coffee. I mean, what do you think of those stinking day-old donuts, Kevin? Those things are terrible.
Oh, my gosh. I was looking forward to some donuts today, and then I was like, those look dry and stale.
Well, they were supposed to have been baked yesterday, and...
Warren, hey. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know.
I am very thankful you brought anything in, so thank you very much.
Well, I found out, guys, that am I allowed to say Albert's Hours?
I mean, apparently you are. Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Okay, Rose Hours.
Yeah.
Down at Suncrest, now opens at 5 a.m.
Oh, is it new? Oh, wow, good for them. Wow.
So I could come that way in the River Road, then meet Brewster and be here.
Oh, look at you guys go. Hey, there's not that many places open early.
No,
there's not.
If they have bakery goods out by then.
It was just funny because last night when we were on the cruise and you texted that you had the donuts or whatever it was that you said, and he had the day old donuts, and Kevin said, how many times do you think Warren's going to apologize for those being a day old?
I know, I did. Because it's the kind of thing you feel bad about, which there's no reason to feel bad
about. No. I mean, you know this group. We don't care.
That's true.
The only thing I'm kind of mad about is I was hoping there was some sort of a coconut donut in there today.
Oh, well, talk to Mrs. Strong about that, would you? Her name's Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E.
I'd like to give an update on the Pages of Harmony.
Thank you, Kevin. I was waiting. Thanks.
For over 70 years, the Pages of Harmony have spread their musical goodness. I don't know. I'm just making this up. Through the Spokane area.
No way.
A cappella group. You know what they are. Warren.
I do.
Pages of Harmony. Now, there is breaking news.
Wait, is that local?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that was a national thing.
It's a lot of people, right?
There's a lot of them.
I was in for a short time.
You were in the Pages of Harmony?
Yeah, we sang with the Spokane Brass Band.
Thank you for enunciating.
At the Fox Theater. Downtown Spokane. Yeah. No way.
Yeah, I remember they used to do a lot of, there was a few years where they did the, you know, like the, and I'm sure they still do it, but where they come and do like a Valentine's. That was like a big thing. They would come and sing to your sweetheart.
Right. Ooh. Yeah, I remember
they
that.
Were always fun. They have changed their name.
Oh. Pages of Harmony have changed their name?
Yep. I don't know why. Why would you do that?
Novels of Harmony
April
now?
April 27th of 2023.
What are they now?
The Pages of Harmony Chorus announces new name, Lilac City Voices.
Well, isn't that something?
Huh, ain't that something?
How about that?
How about that?
Well, you know, every 70 years you change your name.
That's right.
Bruce, what do you want to be called now?
Yeah.
Tall.
Not going to happen.
Tall boy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
There's a great one. I think I showed you a couple weeks ago, Bruce, of the lawn mowing. How each one of them mowed the lawn, each branch of the service.
Kevin James.
You sure you showed me that?
I did, and you really enjoyed it.
How'd the Navy one look, Kevin?
I'll show it to you again.
Yes.
Well, it's new every week. That's the beauty of it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, man. I got a drink this morning because I was like, yeah, I need a little something to get me going today.
Sure.
And I don't do caffeine, so it's like, well, what can I get that will help? I know. Sugar.
Yeah.
I did not disappoint. This.
It looks sugary.
It's a frozen lemonade.
Ooh, sounds good.
Strawberry. Strawberries on top of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it had some watermelon in it or what, because it was green as well.
I saw that. It was very
like,
colorful.
Why is it green?
Spinach, maybe.
Spinach lemonade.
You know what, Warren? I'm going to say it was spinach. Mm. Spinach that tastes like sugar.
Well, hey, if they figure that out, the spinach sales will go through the roof.
Yeah.
It will.
I'll eat all that.
Does it taste good?
Yeah, it tastes like sugar.
So did that donut I just ate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're here. Guys, they're here.
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
Where do you work?
I'm looking for you. It's like, I'm just
mumbling.
I work Monty. Over.
Didn't mumble.
Right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
I always mumble. It's like, I literally, ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty. Monty.
Not yet. Wait
Monty.
For it.
You're an animal.
There it is.
Yes, there we go. You're an animal. Oh, my God. You're turning the target.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin, for not doing it.
Monty.
I'm doing it. You just can't see it. Oh, okay. I was down low, bro.
Yeah, he's keeping her down low, man.
Down low, bro.
Yeah.
I had to look at Steve to get a cue as to when
we are we doing it now? We all pretend we're like a tiger?
Just wait for Jay. Hey there. Hi there. Oh, there. Good morning, Spokane.
Yes.
Hey, what do you call Bruce? Or what? Never mind.
Use your words.
I'm gonna try. What do you call Bruce if he's taking tickets on a plane? I mean, a train.
On a train.
Bruce, if he's taking two tickets. On
taking tickets on a train.
Just taking.
Semiconductor.
Yeah.
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 I see.
I got you.
Sorry, Bruce, but that's
like
actually pretty funny.
I like it. Happy early birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, Monty's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Monty. Happy birthday to you.
Trailing off at the end.
And. Oh, wow. Monty directed that nice. Yeah. He knows when to stop.
Yeah, when everybody starts passing out.
Yeah, right.
That's a good time to actually stop.
That is the signal, yes. Yeah.
So you burn on the 13th.
Yeah.
That's his favorite number, 13.
It is.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Number.
Little
it is,
things.
It is. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the song. Appreciate it.
And you'll be, what, 49 now?
Yep, something like that.
What are we
close to that.
2 weeks away from your birthday?
Yes, sir.
Warren?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll be turning, I think, about 70 years old.
Silver
Wings. Ladies and gentlemen.
Seems weird.
He hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years.
Nope.
He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Lived a good life, loved a good wife, always helped someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all time.
That part's not true.
Yeah.
Warren.
Strong.
Hey.
Hiya. Hello and hi. Good Friday morning, everyone.
For those scoring at home, Warren's birthday on the 29th, right?
29th, yeah, that's correctamundo.
Yeah, big Monday birthday for you, so we'll call you. And we'll sing.
Okay.
Kevin and I and Steve will sing for you.
Hey, awesome. Yeah. I'd like that.
Well, let's not judge it before it happens.
Okay.
It's the thought that counts.
Yes, thank you, Bruce. Yeah, it might be a stretch to say awesome, so I don't know. On a scale of 1 to 10, Kevin, how good is your brain today when we play some games today? Where are you going to be?
I don't know.
Not too early to tell?
I might surprise myself.
Yeah, sometimes when you're like, you know, you're tired, all of a sudden your brain will just kick into, I don't know what that mode is, but.
High gear?
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Is that right?
So clearly mine's at about a 4. I can't think of the word. Use your words.
Uh-huh. Use your words, Jay.
Guys, use your words.
Use your words.
It's radio. It's a little harder.
Based on my fumbling of words this morning, I'm going to be at about a 3.
Well, you went to bed too early. You went to bed at 8:30, got a full night's sleep. What were you thinking?
I know.
Yeah. 8:30, we were in the middle of Lake Coeur d'Alene. Although, wasn't it not just fantastic?
Oh, it was a beautiful night.
Oh, my gosh. It was.
I bet it was.
It was perfect.
Cooled off by then.
Well, and I'll be honest. I didn't even really think when we started, it wasn't even really hot. Did you think it was hot?
No, there was a nice breeze, yeah. and so that really helped. And then, yeah, I was never just miserable.
No, it was once.
That's a now, most routine. Of the time, I get miserable when it's really hot.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and I was not miserable.
You weren't leaking out of your body?
Oh, I was sweating. But,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was still
air conditioning.
It was still probably, 92 or something, but that breeze was great, and man, I'm telling you, it was a spectacular night. There's no place better to be when it's hot during the day, and as it cools off like that on the lake.
Oh, yeah, for
pretty
sure.
Pretty spectacular. Guys, I don't know if you know this, but when the sun sets, sky's clear, and there's, I hate to say it, but just a little tiny bit of smoke.
Yeah.
And everything turns orange at sunset.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
pretty.
It's spectacular, pretty nice.
When the sun was coming up this morning, it was
I noticed that, too, yeah.
Very pretty.
It was very good, yeah. And it felt like 5 minutes after we had watched the sunset.
I'll bet it did.
That's how I remember, yeah. let's do it right away. Let's qualify somebody right now for the $5,000 Cabela's shopping spree. Anybody in this room would want that?
Oh, I think.
Sure.
And Bruce, yeah.
Sure, why not?
Everybody's showing a hand on that one. We'll take caller 7 right now, 509-441-0999.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Stop it. It's free parking at the Deer Park Park?
Yeah. Free parking?
Yeah.
Whoa, how many parking spots at the Deer Park Park?
412.
412 spots?
Kevin James.
And the Deer Park Park is only a few blocks from where Bruce grew up.
That's fact.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget, you can take us with you if you're going on a summer vacation or a cruise or whatever it might be. You know what? You can take us with you just by downloading the app. Bruce, you know how to do that.
Yeah, well, sure. I get right on it.
Yeah. Bruce could teach you how to download the app. Super simple. Just search for Coyote Country.
Warren? I was listening to that app while making my breakfast yesterday.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Nice effort. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
We appreciate that.
That's how I could text in and talk to you guys.
Yeah, I love that. Congrats to Josh for qualifying for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree. That's a good prize.
Now, that's what I call a great prize.
Great prize. Great prize, guys.
Great prize.
It's a great prize.
That was Josh. I don't know if you guys know that.
Oh, no. Josh.
Yeah, Josh and his alter ego.
Yeah. Love it. Me too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Josh, and whoever else that was.
I know Josh.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You know a Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Maybe that's what I meant.
Yeah, okay.
He's my son-in-law.
Yeah. You know the weirdest thing about names? More people than one can have the same one.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't know any other. Oh, Monty Hall.
You know, you don't personally know another Monty?
I don't believe I do. I know other Warrens.
Thank you.
And Kevin's.
Yeah.
And now the Alexa.
One other Jay. Okay.
Scoreboard for Warren's names. Like Steve's, you know a lot of Steve's?
Quite a few Steve's.
Yeah.
We have coffee with a Steve.
Steve.
Yes.
Steve.
Alan.
There's three of them. There's only, how many people work on this floor? Like, is it 10 maybe?
Yeah.
And there's, like that. And three of them are Steve's?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's
30%.
Oh, Steve Hawk.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now another Steve that had an office downstairs is up here.
So that'd be four?
No, he's the third.
Oh, he's
yeah,
he's
yeah.
A, oh, piffle.
Yeah, right.
But he's a junior.
He's a junior?
That's still
he's
a Steve.
He's the third, but he's a junior.
Oh, I see. Terrible joke. I get it. Yeah, yes, it was. speaking of terrible jokes.
What kind of dog is bacteria afraid of? A sanitarier.
Oh, my God.
That was a stretch, Alexa.
Yeah, that one was.
Yeah, but who laughed at it?
How many Alexas do you know?
I know that one, and then one of our finest listeners ever is an Alexa.
Oh. Yeah?
Right?
I know a few of them.
Way to go.
I do not.
What are their names, Kevin, the Alexas you know?
Alexa.
No way. That's weird.
Yeah.
Guys, it's been hot all across the country. I don't know if you've noticed it. We're under a heat advisory again today. We had yesterday off because of the cruise. That's what they did. They gave us the no heat advisory yesterday.
Oh. I was so shocked. My son is in Disneyland right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, buddy, how hot is it down there? Because I was just figuring it was terrible.
Which one, Kevy?
Cooper.
No, but I mean, which Disneyland?
Disneyland.
The only one.
There's Disneyland and Disney World. Yeah. World is on the Florida coast.
I beg your pardon.
That's okay, yes. But that's why they name them different, to lessen the confusion.
So people like me don't understand it.
Yeah, Anaheim, right. California.
Anaheim, been there.
It was like 84 or something.
I was there first. Imagine that.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Which I'm sure 84 still feels hot at Disneyland, but not... They weren't having 96 to 100 degrees like we were here.
Yeah, that would be so much different. Yeah. Yeah, that is weird. You feel like it would be a lot hotter.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing that the weather forecasters, I mean, they love weather. It's what they do. And then when they get weather, man, here's a supercut of just how excited weathermen get.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Oof.
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 Holy
cow. Cool boy.
Oh my goodness.
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 My goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh my gosh.
I know,
right?
Yikes.
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 Whoa.
Whoa.
Woof.
Woof. Woof.
Woof.
Woof.
Woof.
That's funny.
Ugh. Yowza.
Yowza.
And then a yowzer to finish it off, guys.
The panting is great.
Yeah, right.
That was hard to keep up with writing that.
Yeah, I bet it was. Warren's keeping the show notes over there.
Yeah.
Hey, woofs and yowzes. Did you get in there?
Good luck for that.
Yeah,
they love it. Also, you know, they... Shrek movies. You guys are very familiar with Eddie Murphy playing the donkey, right?
Yeah. Waffles.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. In the morning, I'm making waffles. Yeah. And what kind of animal is he?
He's a donkey.
Warren?
Yeah, I'd say he's a donkey.
Donkey.
Okay, so everybody says it kind of the same way, except for Eddie Murphy.
We started doing Shrek 6 months ago, and we're doing just a donkey movie.
By himself.
Just donkey, yes. Well, his dragon wife and his half-dragon donkey children will be in it.
He says donkey.
Donkey.
Which is, I don't think, I mean, I think he says it in the movie, right, Steve? He says it.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but it's donkey. So dunk, like D-U-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what you do your donuts.
You're going to dunk your donuts. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, now I think we all have to change the way we say it because he is officially the donkey.
Oh.
So now we have to say donkey.
Yeah, it does seem like we should respect it.
Yeah, like we should. Right. Oh, yeah, Warren, I forgot. I got great news for you today.
Oh, good.
Very good news because I know you love Hallmark movies.
Oh, yeah.
Your wife loves Hallmark movies.
Oh, so boy.
Then you love them by association, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great news for you, man.
Some entertainment news. Hallmark announced that they're launching a new streaming service called Hallmark Plus. Service launches in September. Oh, perfect. Just in time for all those famous Hallmark Labor Day movies.
So more movies that you can watch.
Your own channel.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
I don't know how you'll ever be able to predict how they end.
Yeah, you could, you'll never, you can't.
No.
Okay. Didn't I go to school with you? You hated me. I love you. Let's get married. Good night, nurse.
Yeah, that's, I've seen that one.
That's not that hard.
About 10 times.
Yeah, what about the sequel?
Well, it's super similar, Steve.
Is it?
Old neon lights, I pray to good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leave. still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Kevin Show, Jay Daniels.
Let's see if Bruce can get this one. Mischievous.
Kevin James.
Oh, no. Say it. What do you mean? Spell it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, fellas. Hope you're ready for a game. It's brought to you by Burke's Disaster Restoration. Kevin, you're going to have to explain the game again because there's no way that anybody remembers it. First of all,
okay. They might remember what went wrong.
Well, that part's true. Yes, they might remember Warren's. Warren.
We have a little game called Carry On.
Mm-hmm.
And all your job is to carry on the word before. So the word you say has to link up with the word that the person before you said, directly before you.
Yeah, and I did the one before.
Yeah, you did a couple. You were like, yeah, I already got it locked in. I'm going to use it. I don't care if it works or not.
We said taco, then someone said bell, then someone said liberty, and then you said meat.
Maybe there's a Liberty Meat company.
Yeah, probably is. Yeah. Liberty Meat's one of my favorites.
Do we think we have the concept now? Whatever the word is.
Of course we don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Let's see how we do.
Carry on.
All right, let's see if you can carry on the conversation. Kevin, you want to start it?
Sure.
All right.
I will just say cruise.
Ooh. Boat.
Water.
Slide.
Safe.
Yeah. Huh? I get it. No, that's good.
Okay. Baseball reference.
I guess it's not really. Yeah, then Steve.
Yeah, I think that's better.
Okay. Lock.
Sorry, Steve.
That's good.
Okay. What?
Lock to you.
Lock.
Combination.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's.
Oh.
What?
Wow. Yeah. It's a combo meal. I like
Domination meal.
Oh, I like it.
Very nice.
Very nice. French fries.
Big Mac.
Oh, are we just going to go down the menu now?
Yeah, why not?
Mac Davis.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, singer. Thank you for sliding off that.
Oh, singer's good.
Oh, what are you, Steve?
Sting.
B.
Oh, there we go. Oh, no, back in it. We're back in it, guys.
Buzz.
Word.
You said word?
Yeah.
Buzz word.
To your mother.
I mean, I have to ask, as much as I love that.
Word to your mother? Too many words, Kevin?
Yeah, I just need one word. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not one word.
Puzzle.
Peace.
Okay. Sign.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, a tricky one.
Stop. Stop sign.
I liked it. I liked it, Bruce. I liked it.
Warren.
Brakes.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fluid.
Oh.
Good one.
Fluid English. Something a lot of people around here are not fluid in.
Oh, fluid. I was like, what?
That counts.
You didn't like that one?
Fluid English. I was having a hard time knowing what that meant.
Following
seems
along.
Like you're stalling.
Of course I am. Oh, no. I mean, I got all sorts of stuff for English. English lit.
Yeah, boy.
Seems like you're stalling.
Yeah. I'm done.
Game over.
Over.
I would have gone.
That was
candle.
Pretty good.
Candle, yeah. Okay. All right.
It's all right. Yeah.
We did last a pretty long time.
That was impressive, fellas. Wow.
Lit candle. Yeah.
Steve's replaying it. Is that now?
Or a match.
Yeah.
Match would have been.
Should have said that.
Yeah.
Lit match.
We've got time for one more. Let's go in the reverse direction. I'll start with hot.
Cold.
Weather.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Weatherman, weatherman, we got some weatherman. Steve?
Oh, am I? Oh, I'm still
man to you, yeah.
Woman.
There, no.
A beauty.
Oh, really?
I want to say, when he said woman, I was hoping you would have said cruise, Kevin.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, yeah, Steve did some dancing, and we'll discuss that.
Yeah, more on that later. Hey.
Wow. What? Can't wait to hear more about that.
Thank you, Stolen.
Salon. Have fun.
Tips.
Oh. What?
Salon tips.
You need to speak up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was a little bit.
Were you mum?
I was.
Use your words.
I was close enough to the mic.
Tips to you, Warren.
Cane. Tip on a cane.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, all right.
I don't know. Is that. Sure. Not really.
Well, we'll count it.
A fish?
You turn 70 in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's not nice, Kevin.
I know, but.
Not very nice.
Very not nice.
It's okay.
Thank you, Steve. Mutiny. The Cane Mutiny?
Yes. Oh, my goodness
that's
gracious.
Great.
Speaking of turning 70.
Mutiny.
Over to you, Steve.
Pirate?
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Ship.
There you go. Cruise.
Tom.
Oh, I like it.
That was great.
Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry's good. Bruce?
Mander. Gerrymander.
Is that a personal friend of yours?
No. It's a
oh, gerrymander.
Oh, that's actually excellent.
That's like gerrymander. I get what he's doing. Very complicated there. Good luck there, Steve.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with that?
Nothing.
All right, see you later.
Yes, is out. Carry on.
Enjoy what you just had. Congrats on that one. Well, that was well played, fellas. Yeah, well done.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting us to get maybe halfway through maybe each of those, and that was pretty good.
We were expecting to get that far?
Just goes to show it didn't take me long to catch on.
What was it, 10 days?
Yeah, something like that.
Not bad, Warren.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's make Warren the champion of that game.
Oh,
okay. Whoa, really? All right. Well, thank you.
Bruce with the big words at the end, though. What was going on?
Gerrymander. Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
I'm reading the Wall Street Journal.
Well, you got a lot of smarter.
Is that the same spelling, though?
No.
Okay.
Well, it's a verbal game. It doesn't have to be spelling.
Okay.
Also, Bruce with the shirt of the century. That's apparently, Warren, that was your old shirt?
Yes, sir.
It's a human flag shirt from 1999.
Yeah.
It says he was part of the Jay and Kevin human flag and has the date on it, which, of course, was Flag Day, 1999.
Yeah.
We got all the pictures and video up on our website right now.
Ha! And the video.
Bruce, you weren't in the human flag.
No, sir, I was
okay,
not.
Monty?
No, I was
no,
not.
Just you, Warren?
Yeah, myself and my daughters and my wife.
Okay,
Yeah.
The whole family.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why does Bruce have your shirt, Warren?
Well, it
hand me down.
Yeah.
Oh, and did it shrink?
Well, yeah, and just hanging in the closet, it shrunk.
Sure. Since 1990, that's 20, look how, 25 years ago.
And, yeah. to think, guys, that I used to look like that.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.